Robert Vickers of the Go-Betweens, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service daily newscast for Friday, June 8, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The DOJ seizes the phone and email records of a New York Times reporter. Also on the Friday rundown, a delegation from Tennessee meets with national lawmakers on ICE raids, a report on how to deal with unwanted firearms, and Saturday marks National Get Outdoors Day. First, our top story, federal law enforcement officials secretly seized years' worth of a New York Times reporter's phone and email records this year in an investigation of classified information leaks. The New York Times reports it was the first known instance of the Justice Department going after a reporter's data under President Trump. The Times notes the seizure disclosed in a letter to the reporter, Allie Watkins, suggested prosecutors under the Trump administration will continue the aggressive tactics employed under President Barack Obama. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids that took place in Tennessee this spring continue to have an impact on the individuals involved as well as their communities. Stephanie Carson explains.
It's a reality that leaders and immigrant advocates want to make sure members of Congress understand. And on Thursday, several of them traveled to Washington to meet with Congressman Steve Cohen of Memphis and others. Jasmine Nazareth with the Fair Immigration Reform Movement says as the Trump administration steps up ICE raids, it's important for leaders to remember there are human beings involved.
We're all human. We all do what's best for our families. And if that means that we move to a new city or a new state to provide our families the opportunities that they deserve, that's what any parent would do for their kid. And these folks, that's what they've done.
Last year, DHS announced it would quadruple worksite enforcement. The April 5th raid was the largest in a decade, arresting 97 people at a meat processing plant. Nazareth says many of those taken into custody remained in bloodstained garments for an extended period of time.
The Trump administration insists the raids are necessary to enforce immigration law and maintain the safety of communities. CNBC reports President Trump took more jabs at Canada and France on the eve of the G7 summit. In a tweet, he accused U.S. allies of levying massive tariffs and creating non-monetary barriers. French President Emmanuel Macron, in a tweet, threatened to exclude the U.S. from a joint statement issued every year at the G7 summit. Macron said the American president may not mind being isolated, but neither do we mind signing a six-country agreement if need be. Pennsylvania is near the bottom in per capita funding for higher education, but a bill now in the General Assembly would change that.
If passed, the bill, called PA Promise, would eliminate college tuition and fees for recent high school graduates from families with incomes of $110,000 a year or less. The bill is based largely on a report released in January by the Keystone Research Center. According to Mark Price, co-author of that report, in the global economy, access to higher education is crucial.
It is absolutely about making Pennsylvania a place where an employer wants to locate and can locate because they can see that they have a pool of highly trained, highly skilled workers from which to draw.
Right now, in more than half of Pennsylvania counties, the share of adults with more than a high school diploma is lower than in any of the other 49 states. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The bill does not include a revenue stream to pay the estimated $1 billion annual cost, but bill sponsors suggest that could be covered by instituting a gas severance tax. There's a gun for almost every American in the nation. What happens to the guns nobody wants? We get some answers from Eric Tigetoff.
Bruce Seiler, president of the center and a former Secret Service employee, says his organization has options for these guns. First, they encourage people who are selling them to do so through a federally licensed dealer. If they don't want to sell, Seiler assesses them for historical value, considers if they could be repurposed for law enforcement, or destroys them. He says with 300 million guns in the country, we need to start getting rid of some.
My vision is to provide a junkyard in America for firearms. There's a lot of junk out there. We don't need to save every tennis racket or old ski or old gun.
Seiler is concerned with the number of gun sales performed without background checks, estimated at about 1 out of every 5 sales. He says the center wants to prevent guns from ending up at yard sales or in newspaper ads. Montana also is one of 12 states where police aren't allowed to destroy guns. Seiler says that's led to police departments bulging with unused firearms.
Many of the clients coming to the center have inherited guns they don't want. Seiler says they aren't hunters and just don't have a use for them. And finally, Roz Brown tells us the recreation industry, federal agencies, and nonprofit organizations have teamed up to host tomorrow's annual National Get Outdoors Day, encouraging American families to participate in traditional and non-traditional outdoor activities.
One goal of the day is to reach underserved populations and first-time visitors to public lands. In recent years, many of those first-time visitors to the state have been from China, according to Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan. He says South Dakota was recently named Most Promising Destination in the U.S. by a tourism group that partners with the China Travel Service Association.
In this state, we do have the national parks and the memorials like Crazy Horse Memorial or Mount Rushmore National Memorial, the Native American culture and the Old West culture that is really appealing to the Chinese visitor.
By the way, since South Dakota's landscape is relatively flat, it's a great state for long-distance bicycling. Last year, the state saw nearly 14 million visitors who spent nearly $4 billion. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Friday. Partly sunny skies are in the forecast with a high near 74 and a low around 51. Saturday should also be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a low around 51. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 70 and a low around 49. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Next, we have these reports.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games and of the television, when you're done with chores and homework and it's time to make a big decision, you might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with a tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Been a- I wander everywhere.
I've been the
Ica.
Copic.
Caro.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
London. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Ancrum.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore.
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to
Ica,
Copic,
Caro,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
London, Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
and Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ancrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
Life is a rock.
Ica.
Copic.
Caro.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
London. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Ancrum. Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore. And
Hudson, New York.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
We'll be right back.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together. I can see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, maybe the skies will be.
Hi everybody, this is Dan from the Battlefield Earth Program. Have you donated yet to the radio station WGXC? Well, it's as easy as going to WGXC.org and hitting the donate button. It's like picking a chocolate out of a baby's hair. Please remember, we need you so that you can need us. WGXC.org.
You must know that we are kicked off our fundraiser for this period. I don't know exactly what we're calling this one, but I will know before the day is over, I'll tell you that. So we've been through this many times, folks. You know that in order for WGXC to continue providing you with quality community radio, we have to have money from the community to do that. It's your radio station, and you support it. So we're asking you, as we have in the past, to open your hearts and your pockets and whatever else there may be about you that encourages you to give us a call and make a pledge to our community radio stations so that we may continue to provide you with quality FM radio, creative, hands-on as it is, that brings you a mixture of entities to entertain, inform, you in all the aspects of today's life and today's world in our company, in our county in particular. So I thank you now. And as I've said in the past, folks, you know, I don't care if you are listening to me. I don't care if you don't make a donation during my time on the air. But I do care that you take some time between now and the time this fun drive is over to make a contribution to WGXC so the station can continue providing you with, its heartfelt efforts to bring you quality radio. Okay, so why don't we start? Oh, by the way, in order for you to do that, of course, you need to know that you have to call by phone to 518-697-7400. And you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You may send a check by mail by sending it to WGXC, care of Wave, WAVE Farm, 5662, Route 23, Acre, ACRA, New York, 12405. We are a division of Wave Farm, and donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law.
On the May 31st broadcast of the WGXC Afternoon Show, Ellen Thurston and Tom DiPietro spoke with Shanika McIntosh
about the
You're
Hudson Area
to
Library.
Together now,
summer
daily
programs.
News hour for the Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Tonight on All Together Now, we'll hear an excerpt from an interview with Shanika McIntosh.
Ellen, she is actually a programmer. Is that your title?
My official title is Youth Services and Programs.
Their summer reading programs.
I deal with...
plus local and regional news, special segments, weather updates, future segments, and more.
Yeah, because I've been there, Ellen. And these kids...
They get noisy there. They get a little bumptious, is my first word.
No, they got all kinds of rooms. But, you know... They sometimes need to be told to just calm down or do this or that. And there's Shanika. She commands these children well.
No, I love the kids. Like, yeah.
It comes from a position of love.
Yeah, it definitely does. An annoyance. I think I'm never having kids, though, for sure.
Well, yeah,
That's kind of off the table for me after this job.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but I attended one of her youth things recently with how many kids we have, 12?
We had a little bit more than 12, actually, because the youth center was also there.
Yeah.
I think they brought like 13 kids, and I think the youth center brought like 8.
After that, I was dizzy. Those kids drove. I mean, I was there, what, like 2 hours maybe?
Yeah, you missed the food.
I know. I was picking here and
there. We were doing an intergenerational cooking program with Chef Nicole LeBoux of Elementary Kitchen.
Amazing. Her patience is beyond belief.
I know. She's such a pro. And it's really cute because to be there to see, you know, Nicole be like, this is our menu and this is what we're going to do. And the kids go, what? How are we going to do that? Yeah. And then they start chopping and grilling. Baking, and the next thing you know, we get to eat together at the end. Yeah. And
what did you cook?
Loaded potatoes, chicken, bacon, all to put on the potatoes, and we made a big salad of. And I would just try to freak out the kids by eating certain vegetables just whole, because they were like, "How could you eat that?" You know, like when I ate the radishes.
Yeah.
How could you eat that?
And then they tried it. They tried it.
And they tried it.
Ate a beet.
Yeah. Not a cooked beet. A roasted beet. The radishes weren't. But, you know, I guess they're so used to seeing things already chopped or already in a different form that when I just took a fresh radish, I said, this is really good. These are good radishes. And ate it. They were like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's one of our, like, when I first started working at the library a year ago, I did this kind of, like, impromptu. I was like, I don't know what they want. And it was just kind of intimidating, and I was around kids, and they're like, who are you? And I was like, what did I sign up for? And so I did this, like, very chill survey. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, give me your name and your age, and, just check a box of what kind of programs you want to have at the library, because it was, like, building this thing that just wasn't there. So it was like, okay, what do the kids want? And then I was like, if you have any suggestions, write it down. And so, funny enough, the kids actually did it, which was funny. And they were like, okay, I'll do it, whatever. And one of the first things they said they wanted was a cooking class.
That's funny. I didn't know.
And so, Nicole.
You would have loved it, Ellen. The funniest thing is there was a little problem near the. I didn't sit for the main meal, but somehow the dessert got ready first at the end. Did they all end up eating the dessert first and then?
No. We ate first and then they had dessert. But then some of the kids brought home dessert. And then, you know, the leftovers we brought to the youth center, which is great. Yeah, we love partnering with the youth center. Yeah. It's really fun. And a lot of the kids already kind of know each other, but it's just, you know, they go their own ways. There's kids who just come to the library after school, and then there are kids who go to the youth center. And so it's always great to, and we get overlap naturally. So we have this natural overlap with kids. So it's very easy partnership we do. So we're going to do more programs with them.
Cool.
Which we started last summer, which is what I'm here to talk about.
Exactly. I was going to say, this is all a prelude to Shanika introducing this fantastic program that's available at the library and elsewhere called The Sounds of Summer.
The Sounds of Summer.
Summer Reading Program Schedule 2018. And it's a beautiful program. See it, Ellen?
Yeah.
Yellow on the outside. Oh, green on the inside and white. And it's got all kinds. It's an amazing little program. And I believe you yourself designed it.
Yeah, I did.
It's very nice. And let's hear about some of these programs. So they are going to do some cooking again, right?
Yes.
Sign me up.
So every library does summer reading program.
Right.
And really what it is to get kids to keep them engaged with reading and literacy throughout the summer, because typically in the summer there's a drop off for kids, especially kids who are kind of on the edge or struggling.
Yeah.
They won't read or like do work, and then when they get back to school, they're kind of starting back from like ground zero, you know. So it's supposed to like help make it part of their everyday life. Living in the 21st century, I feel like when it's we talk about literacy, especially, that means so many different things. So, right, there's like when you say literacy, you're like reading, but also there's digital literacy, right? There's like cultural literacy. Mm-hmm. So as the library, we try to offer kind of like a gauntlet of free programs, because also, you know, there's this is perfect for family, working families. Mm-hmm. They're just these kids who, and I was this kid, which is why I totally love in this job and relate to it, was that in the summertime, I wasn't in summer school and my brothers were, and I had nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And so I would go to my library and I'll just stay there all day. And it'd be like reading on the computer. It was like internet access, like how I got to like learn how to use computers before I got a computer in my house. And so there's a, you know, a sizable population of those kids who come to the library in Hudson where they're like, well, okay, like I guess I'll just go to the library and
be there.
Did
they still have summer reading lists when you were a kid?
Yes.
Remember that, Ellen? You get a list of books?
Never.
No?
I never had.
You never had that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. It was like the last week in the summer you'd have to like spend all day home reading all the books that you had to read. You remember that, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I would participate in my library's summer reading program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a reading log.
Cool.
And you would just write down all the books you read throughout the summer. And I still actually have my old one. the theme was like splash, like libraries make a splash. And so it was like a lot of like water themed books and stuff like that, you know, like Old Man the Sea and things like that. And I found it and I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't read as much as I thought I did. But I remember being so proud of myself for being like, these are all the books I read this summer. Like I read like 15 books, you know, and it was just very, it was really in like for them to be like chapter and some of them older above my reading level. And it was this really like proud moment. And so we are doing, we have a summer reading program, and that's open to all ages, but it's mostly like really just like up to like 9-10 year olds who will come. And it's because the library is open 7 days a week now, it used to just be 4 days. So now it's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. We have Janice Galley, who is the children's librarian, and so she does a lot of the story hours and crafts with the kids throughout the week. She does 2 days. Marlene Prometier, she's a teacher at MC Smith. She does 2 days, and you know,
very popular teacher. Right?
Yeah, she's very popular, and so she brings her own little fan club who come to summer reading, and you know, they read books, and like within the theme, they have guests come, and you know, it's a free program from 10 to 12.
I'm so jealous. I didn't have any of that when I was growing up.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were up there on farms and looking at the animals mate and all that kind of stuff.
And so we're, and you know, along with summer reading, which starts July 9th and goes until August 10th, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12, we'll also have special trips. So we'll have...
where are you going?
We're going to Greenport Conservation Area. We went last year, and that was in all ages, families, and it was so cute. So many families came, and people met us there, and we, the Columbia Land Conservancy, gave us a guided tour.
Oh, nice.
And the older kids were like, oh, this is right by my school. I had no idea.
I know, right?
Like, I've never been here. We can just walk here. They'd never been there before,
right.
And a lot of them grew up in Hudson, never been to the conservation area before. And then I was just like seeing like the little kids play around and like, you know, looking at the water. It was very beautiful. And like, so we're doing that again, like a really beautiful like tour. And and then there's the tween and teen programs, which, you know, we want them to do summer reading as well, but we do a lot of like specialized workshops. So the Tween Advisory Council, which is a group of 8 to 12 year olds.
Tween? Could you define that for our
audience? I was just about to. Yeah, then you stopped
me. Oh, okay.
It's a group of 8 to 12-year-olds.
Ah.
So it's tweens like 8 to...
Mm-hmm. Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shelley Wiener of Germantown, New York. Sustaining supporters like Shelley are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
As of today, the it's not annual, it's like biannual, WGXC pledge drive has begun. So if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you? You get to listen to us.
Yeah, we're great. Yeah. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got nothing on this show.
Okay. Then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the stuff. Or the easier way to describe this is giant church on Warren Street.
Yes.
It's where that. Underneath it. Also just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big stone one.
Alternatively, you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If
but
you would like to pay for postage, you if can that's, do that.
No.
If you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents. And then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
Radio World reports that the Federal Communications Commission is proposing a $2.8 million fine against Hobby King for creating 65 radio transmission systems for aerial drones that use unauthorized radio frequency bands. Some of the transmission systems from the manufacturer also had, quote, excessive transmission power levels, unquote. Hobby King makes devices to create video links between transmitters on the aerial drones and the users on the ground over amateur radio bands. The FCC limits manufacturers to 1,000 milliwatts of power, but three Hobby King transmitters had power readings of 1,500 milliwatts and 2,000 milliwatts. Hobby King failed to respond to the Enforcement Bureau's previously issued citation notifying Hobby King of its legal and regulatory obligations. The fine was so large, the FCC said, in part because the company failed to stop marketing the alleged non-compliant equipment after a cease and desist order from the Bureau. I'm Tom Rowe for Waveform, Standing Wave Radio, and WGXC.
I am Big Vern, Hud City. What's good with you? I got the boys in the house with me. And fellas, we are in the middle of the pledge drive. Mm-hmm. So don't start yet. Don't start it until I get this right, man. Let me do what I'm supposed to do here. Let's go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we usually only ask you guys for supporting and listening to our shows and the different programs that come on WGXC. But, you know, when it's pledge drive time, we need you to kick in and support a little bit more than you normally do. So if you would like to hear us continue to be on the radio, continue to have great shows that are appearing right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, please donate. Any amount helps a lot. Doesn't matter. You're not locked into that. 518-697-7400. Or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. If you want to be gracious enough to get a tour of the studio and you want to do that in person, you can come to the Hudson studio It's at 369 Warren Street on the 4th Street side, Hudson, New York, 12534. Or you can even mail your donations in to WGXC in care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Agra, New York, 12405. Pledge, pledge, pledge. Keep us on the air. Show your love and your support.
That's Ray. You did that, dog.
Appreciate you. It's been a minute since I did that.
Yeah.
Next, we have these reports.
Here's an interview from our partners at WOOCLP from the Sanctuary for Media Art in Troy, New York. You can go to the SoundCloud page for Media Sanctuary or look up the Sanctuary for Media Art webpage or Facebook page online for more information or to hear the complete interview.
Thousands of people across 30 different cities are expected to participate in protests Friday against the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on families caught illegally entering in the U.S. More than 30 people protested at a rally in Albany at the federal courthouse called by Families Belong Together in response to the Trump administration's quote-unquote inhumane decision to start separating families caught crossing the border. A break with a longtime immigration policy of allowing families to stay together while their cases are processed. We first hear from Jody Smits Anderson, followed by Melanie Trimble of the New York Civil Liberties Union, along with several participants who spoke out.
Today, our community joins hundreds of other communities across the country in standing up for families. Under President Trump's administration, ICE, Border Patrol, and other agencies are taking the children of immigrants and asylum seekers and sending them to faraway detention centers. I can't imagine, and I ask you to try to imagine, fleeing your home country, enduring a long and dangerous journey to the United States where you want help, with your infant only to have that child ripped from your arms and to not even be told where that child is being taken or when you will see them again. As a sustainability person, I'm going to add in a thought. Resiliency is about the fabric of community. These people have come here to preserve that fabric only to have it torn apart. That's why earlier this year, ACLU attorneys filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's practice of forcibly separating asylum-seeking parents and their young children, and why we are raising our voices against key actors who are carrying out Trump's family separation order, ICE and U.S. attorneys. ICE apprehends and separates families while U.S. attorneys enforce the separation in legal proceedings. If enough of us make our voices heard loudly, so it's time to not be quiet anymore, then we'll have a chance to stop Trump from tearing immigrant families apart in the first place because hashtag families belong together. Now we're going to do a few quick things to ensure this action has success. We're going to take that group photo. We're going to take more group photos.
That was Jody Smith Anderson. So next we talk to Melanie Trimble. Melanie, why don't you give us your title and, you know, what are some of your thoughts about the issue of the separating children from immigrant parents?
I'm the chapter director for the New York Civil Liberties Union in the Capital Region chapter, and you know, the ACLU is just appalled that the Trump administration is tearing children from their parents during a deportation issue when nothing has been resolved and the cases will be pending. So they're currently considering all of their legal options to see what can be done to stop such a heinous policy from destroying families. Just imagine that your child is wrested from your arms and moved to a place that is not disclosed to you. I mean, it's incredible that this administration could be so cruel.
Maybe you jumped an issue. I know that you guys have also been involved with Rensselaer County on the immigration issue. Where is that standing at the moment? I believe Rensselaer County is the one county that's agreed to participate in the 287D program.
Yeah, 287G, yeah. The Rensselaer County Sheriff is planning on, or has signed an agreement to deputize two of their corrections officers in the jail to help ICE agents enforce immigration law. And it's a serious concern. It sends a very chilling effect to the community that Rensselaer is not a welcoming community, that they are after immigrants and vilifying their presence in the county when they've been only contributors to a very fragile economy. And so we are working with the sheriff to try and discourage him from continuing participation in the program. We're hoping that he, in fact, does not follow through and train his officers and allows people to the Rensselaer County to be a welcoming community.
Thank you, Melanie Trimble.
Healing, open doors, migrants bring our country more. Offer healing, open doors, migrants bring our country more.
Families together belong, child removals are wrong. Families together belong, child removals are wrong. Families together belong, child removals are wrong.
Coming across the border, she made it all the way from Guatemala. She was young, she was loved by her family, and she was sought for no reason. She was unarmed, she was just trying to get refugee status in this country. And I don't think this is what we stand for. I cannot believe that I live in a country that would do such a thing. An unarmed young woman who fled Guatemala for some level of refugee, some kind of level of safety. She made it all the way through Mexico. She got here and they shot her at the border.
5-year-old twins, and every day on my way home, I feel like NPR has had pretty good coverage of this issue, and every day I'm tearing up in my car on the way home, thinking about, you guys are parents and grandparents, and you have nieces and nephews, and I cannot imagine being out there, coming to this new place, really under any circumstances, having my kids taken away from me. And it seems to me like there's a lot that's messed up with our immigration system right now. But this is really like above and beyond. I think reasonable people can disagree on the details of immigration. I think that nobody can disagree with what's happening now, with separating families out, taking children away from their families. I mean, that's like real evil stuff. And I don't think that there's any excuse. I think the left and the right, everybody should be on board with this. There's no excuse for it, and I feel like we've got to get out here like this. You've got to call your representatives. I called John Faso yesterday, left messages in two of his offices. We've got to, like, this is a big deal. This is, like, Nazi-level evil stuff, and this is not something that we can let go or just kind of hang back. Like, we got to be out here, and think of your kids, think of your grandkids, and, let's not let this stop. Let's keep on with this.
I am not one of those old lefties who's been on 100 marches. In fact, I was a Republican until about a year ago. But when I heard about this new policy, it made me literally sick. I used to hate it when left-wingers would accuse the United States of crimes against humanity. Well, this is a crime against humanity.
The Guantanamo issue affected me a lot, that combatants were being brought to the country and tortured and put in solitary confinement. And to me, just by way of comparison, this is the torture of children, which is quite another level than torture arising from war. And so I'm just aggrieved that it's gone this far. It's lifelong damage to these people unless they get tons of help.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that Buckeye Albany Terminals has been fined $15,700 for two violations by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The port terminals were fined for a vapor combustion unit letting out more pollution than legally allowed and for excessive emissions of total organic carbon from gasoline being loaded from a gasoline rack. According to a DEC statement, and I quote, DEC continues to work aggressively to investigate and respond to possible violations of environmental laws and regulations at this facility, end quote. A Buckeye spokesperson said the company self-reported the problems and was cooperating with the DEC. And you can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that New York Senator Charles Schumer wants the federal officials to, and I quote, quickly finalize, end quote, volatility standards of rail shipments of crude. Schumer sounded off on the issue to the Departments of Transportation and Energy after new data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration emerged about crude oil shipments. Schumer said, and I quote, it finds the amount of crude by rail moving through New York was declining, now is back on the rise, end quote. We have a bunch of accidents in the last few years. Every one of them has had Bakken crude in it, and the Federal Railroad Administration has cited high vapor pressure as one of the potential causes of these kinds of crashes, end quote. CSX route maps show crude oil shipments from western New York through the Mohawk Valley to the Capital Region and then south along the Hudson River to refineries in New Jersey and the Pennsylvania area. Currently, crude oil prices are $18.13 higher than a year ago. And you can read that full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network. Chris McKenna reports at the Fray that Democrat Gareth Rhodes picked up two more union endorsements this week in his attempt to win the Democratic nomination to take on Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in November. Teamsters Local 445 and Local 456 endorsed Rhodes this week, who was previously backed by the Communications Workers of America Local 1120. Brian Flynn was recently endorsed by the Transport Workers Union, the only other major union endorsement among the seven candidates running in the June 26 primary. Barry Russell, principal officer of Local 445, said in a press release of the Rhodes campaign, and I quote, Gareth's working class upbringing here in New York 19, his hardworking farming and drilling wells, putting himself through college, record of public service, and lifelong commitment to labor unions make him the candidate that organized labor can rally behind to beat John Faso. His approach to going to all 163 towns in New York 19 shows his commitment to representing all the working people of this community that no candidate can come close to, end quote. And you can read that full story at the Fray. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that on June 6, the Ulster County Conservative Committee endorsed Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum for re-election in November. Van Blarkum is a Democrat who did not get his own party's nomination. Instead, Ulster County Democrats backed former state trooper Juan Figueroa. Republicans and the Independence Party also endorsed Van Blarkum, who is running in the Democrat primary too. He told conservative committee members on June 6, and I quote, I made a promise 12 years ago to be the best sheriff of Ulster County to all our residents that I could be. I continue that promise, end quote. And you can read that full story in Mid-Hudson News Network. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For more news, weather, and other information, go to the WGXC Newsroom website, wgxc.org. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Friday. Partly sunny skies are in the forecast with a high near 74 and a low around 51. Saturday should also be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a low around 51. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 70 and a low around 49. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, June 8th, Tom Rowe kicks off day 3 of WGXC's Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive, live from ACRA on the WGXC Morning Show, followed by Frederick Arnold with City Folk from 11 until noon. And at 2 Hudson Valley Sound, WGXC's new weekly show featuring local music and poetry with live performances and interviews. Later on at 9:30, the Friday Night Vibe Session hosted by DJ Var until midnight.
Saturday, tune into Transmission Arts, June 9th, all day on the radio. With Amateur Radio Newsline at 7 a.m., Glenn Hauser's World of Radio at 7:30 a.m., Radio Survivor, more radio news at 8 a.m. You'll hear the local news at 9, followed by a full episode of Donald Trump Theater, No More Kings. Radio Wonderland is live from Brooklyn at 10:30 on Waveform's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
The Chairs are at PS21 in Chatham on Friday, June 8th. It's the Actors Ensemble presenting a stage reading featuring actors Fern Sloan and Ted Pugh. Their interpretation of Ionescu's absurdist tragic farce, The Chairs. PS21 in Chatham, 8 p.m. Friday, June 8th. The Half Moon in Hudson has a show Friday, June 8th with Free Range, Miss Boogie, Zasha, Young Wavy Fox. Night of Black Queer performance from rap, R&B, and DJs. The Half Moon in Hudson, Friday, June 8th. Also Friday, June 8th, Kyle and the Pity Party, The Tins, and Global Lamp perform at BSP in Kingston. The Wild Weeds are at Hilo in Catskill Friday, June 8th. There should be a live web stream of that, too. Iris Dement is at Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, June 8th. And then Saturday, June 9th, the WGXC Yard Sale, the annual WGXC Yard Sale, is out at the Wave Farm in Acre, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, June 9th. Come out, make a donation during the WGXC pledge drive, maybe find some thrift find at the WGXC yard sale, Saturday, June 9th, 5662 Route 23 in Acre. There's also the Northeast Fiddlers Convention, Saturday, June 9th, at the Hancock Shaker Village, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Bill and the Bells with Nils Fredlund host the Northeast Fiddlers Convention, Saturday, June 9th. Al Roker will be at the Chatham Bookstore, Saturday, June 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Reading from his latest book, Ruthless Tide, The Heroes and Villains of the Johnstown Flood. The Dylan Perello Orchestra performs at the Bridge Street Theater, Saturday, June 9th. 11-piece big band from Albany, New York. At Catskills Bridge Street Theater, Saturday, June 9th at 7:30 p.m. The Chairs is back at PS21 in Chatham, Saturday, June 9th. And guitarist Maria Zemontowski performs classical and Spanish and flamenco songs at the Vlasia Community Theater, Saturday, June 9th. The Sweet Clementines, Dean Jones, Hockett Ensemble, and Ella Ray perform at BSP in Kingston, Saturday, June 9th. And Boss Hogg is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Saturday, June 9th. Heart's Content Ensemble is at the Bridge Street Theater Sunday, June 10th with Caitlin Oppolit on flute, Jonathan Byron Wooden on cello, Laurie Frankel on oboe, Thomas Conan on violin, Ed Caltry on clarinet and flute, David Wooden on violin and viola. The Heart's Content Ensemble, Sunday, June 10th at 2 p.m. at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. These events and more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Here's the song You Don't Have to Go to Brooklyn from the New Paltz-based band The Sweet Clementines from their 2016 release Lake Victoria.
Everyone knows this place, hypnosis, they don't want to go, but the boots are just following process. The spine is a southbound train. Slack now, they're taking it back in your yo-yo drama. Try to hold up a model with feeling. Oh, baby, I just can't explain. This is the pearl of the
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Creative, community, magical radio.
I'm a rogue.